Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 21st, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple and Goldman Sachs are teaming up to launch a joint credit card later this year, one that will have special features with the Wallet app. In addition to working with Apple Pay, of course, the new Apple credit card will reportedly include the ability to set spending goals and track purchase rewards from the Wallet app, with benefits like 2% cash back rewards and possibly more perks for buying Apple products. The journal says employees will start testing the new card next month, and we've already seen design changes in the Wallet app in iOS 12.2 beta that could be explained by the new card features. Apple already has a special partnership with Barclays with its Apple Rewards card, offering points for purchases and bonus points for Apple Store purchases. But the new and improved Goldman Sachs card sounds like it will feature deeper integration with the Wallet app on the iPhone than the current credit card from Barclays. Both work with Apple Pay. Today's report goes on to say that Apple may be planning new features for the Wallet app in a future software update too that would focus on helping consumers track credit card debt and managing credit card balances, possibly even borrowing visual cues from health tracking design features from the Apple Watch. Other features could include alerts for insights into spending changes, according to the journal. And in Apple TV news, Charter Spectrum has announced a new over-the-internet TV service for cord cutters, offering more than 60 live TV channels for just $15 a month, with support for the new Spectrum TV app on the Apple TV and support for iOS and Android. The only catch is that you have to be a Charter Spectrum internet customer, but the service is competitively priced for what it'll offer. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin and creative editor Michael Stieber have a brand new render and video of what we might expect to see from Apple's new Pro Display for the Mac Pro coming later this year, based in part on the spec leaks from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo. In short, one interpretation of the rumored specs is that Apple would be making its first ultra-wide 5K display, one that's the same visual height as the current iMac display, but with more screen space on either side for timeline-based apps like Final Cut and Logic. And at Samsung's product event this week, the iPhone competitor unveiled its first foldable phone, called the Galaxy Fold, priced from $1,980 and launching next month. And a new line of Galaxy S10 phones with an Infinity O display that replaces Apple's iPhone notch with a right-aligned hole-punch cutout for the camera, and three rear cameras like Apple's rumored iPhone 11 update for later this year. Samsung is also promising blood pressure monitoring from its newest Galaxy Active Watch, something the Apple Watch can't do yet, but it's unclear if the feature will require an initial reading from a traditional blood pressure cuff, a limitation that the app has on the phone today. Samsung says the new Watch app will be out next month. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.